You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we have a great episode, but before we get started, I want to introduce Ashley Houck from the Beaufort Area of Hospitality Association. She is our stakeholder highlight for the day. We're so excited to have you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Would you mind just explaining what the Beaufort Area of Hospitality Association is and what they do?
Yes. So we are a 501c6 not-for-profit corporation. Baja basically provides a unified voice to local government and the community while serving and strengthening the hospitality industry here in Beaufort, and specifically Northern Beaufort County.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that you guys do specifically within Beaufort?
So we advocate, we do innovative programming, we build business relationships, and we work to cultivate and unify the hospitality industry so that it's healthy and vibrant. So some different programs that we've been working on as of lately, we rolled out a healthcare initiative. So this is a direct primary care program that we worked with Beaufort Memorial Hospital on. It is fantastic. It just rolled out last month. It's basically direct primary care, very similar to concierge medicine. We found that that was one of the weaknesses in our areas, that our industry was underserved health-wise. So, you know, we want to work on workforce and affordable housing, healthcare, transportation. And so healthcare, we kind of crossed that off. So if you work in Northern Beaufort County in the hospitality industry, you have access to affordable healthcare at $50 a month. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, I love that. So how did, do you know how the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association got started? Also, I love that your acronym is BAHA.
BAHA, yeah. So the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association, BAHA, it was formed in spring of 2018. And that was when several representatives from the industry, they came together to create a local network of lodging, restaurant, food service, merchants, and other businesses and attractions that were engaged in the industry in Beaufort. And so that's where it all started. So we're a fairly new organization, but nonetheless, we have done some pretty significant things.
That's awesome. And then do you invite community members ever to like get involved with what you do or anything in that regard?
Yeah, so we are a partner organization. So we have restaurants, we have attractions, hoteliers, and then we have what we call associate partners or affiliate partners. So those are the partners that are indirectly associated with the industry. So your plumbers, your service providers. It's amazing how indirectly and directly everyone is associated with the hospitality industry. And I think with COVID, we definitely saw that we all missed going out and dining and being able to travel and tourism in all aspects. So,
no, that was perfectly put. It's so true. Tourism industry affects and touches, and the hospitality industry especially touches so many different areas. So I love that you guys are there to support everyone from the people directly that everyone sees to this like little subsidiaries, I guess you could say, that yeah. Also are affected by that. Well, is there anything else about the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association you want people to be aware of or share with everyone?
No, I think I'm sure after we end this call, I'll definitely say, oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that. But no, yeah. We're a fairly new association. We're excited to support such an amazing industry in Northern Beaufort County and the tourism industry and hospitality as a whole. And we love being able to work with Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, Sea Island, CVB. And we hope to continue pushing forward and being a backbone for our industry.
No, that's perfect. Just one last question that I've got for you yep. is what are your future goals or what are you like working towards for the future from now?
Yeah, so it kind of ties in with what I said about healthcare. So we've kind of checked that box. Now we're more so going to be focusing on affordable housing. Transportation is an issue here. And then the third thing would be strengthening the workforce. So with COVID, you know, things really were destructive in our industry and a lot of people left the industry. So just trying to attain and retain those individuals. And I think the healthcare initiative will help greatly because a lot of individuals sought out to find employment elsewhere. And so now when you present those benefits, people are going to be more than likely drawn to that employment. So just getting it back to where it needed to be.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We always appreciate getting to hear from our stakeholders. And now we'll move on to our main segment of this episode, where we will be joined by Jess O'Brien, who is the executive director at the Beaufort Digital Corridor, which is an awesome tech startup incubator. Thanks for being here with us today, Jess.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So first of all, would you just like to kind of introduce the tech corridor and what you do with it and the products and things that you're moving forward with?
Absolutely. So we are a 501c6 nonprofit tech startup incubator. Basically, what that means for anyone who's unfamiliar with that process is we help nurture tech entrepreneurs who have great startup ideas by providing low-cost office space, in addition to mentorship, networking, and capital opportunities for them so they can raise funds as they're working on their ideas. So really, we provide low-cost month-to-month leases so that it can scale as people are scaling their business. So they're not tied into these year-long contracts that they can't afford as they're just hashing out their ideas for the first time. So our goals are really to provide higher wage opportunities through technical support and assistance in the Beaufort area and diversify the economy with these tech entrepreneurs that are coming up with these really great and innovative ideas and partnering them with the talent in the area that can help them nurture those ideas, whether it's through development or design or, like I said, the mentoring processing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really cool that you guys do that for those little startups and help give them a space.
Yeah, no problem. The thing that we see most common is that these entrepreneurs really have these great ideas, but they don't know how to get them out of their brain and into fruition. So what we help them do is really go through all of the questions they need to be asking themselves as they're fleshing out these ideas and partner it with the resources that they need to either from a talent standpoint or a mentorship standpoint to take these ideas into fruition.
That makes sense. That's really cool. So I'm just curious, what drew you to your position as the executive director at the Beaufort Digital Corridor? Because that's kind of a cool place to be.
It is. What drew me to my position at the Beaufort Digital Corridor was the opportunity to build a legacy in my community that far surpasses me as an individual. What impressed me was the opportunity for these skills workshops and certificate programs for those who didn't have the opportunity to go to a four-year school or a two-year school to receive a degree. They have the chance now to receive training in these technical fields that are in really high demand for workers.
That's awesome. I love that. So what, kind of along those lines, what programs do you offer and like what guidance do you give to them in that regard?
We are having a huge push to develop cybersecurity program. So we've worked together collaboratively with this group called the South Coast Cyber Center, which is a joint effort with the University of South Carolina Beaufort, Technical College of the Low Country, Beaufort County Economic Development Corporation, and the local military bases. So what it is a joint effort to create cybersecurity curriculum and training opportunities all the way from middle school all the way through adult.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is a great opportunity. So what we're seeing is cybersecurity is such a huge niche that have a lot of high-paying jobs but don't have the workforce yet developed. They have a lot of positions available and just not the talent to fulfill it. So what we're trying to do is fill that skills gap by training and getting interest in it. A lot of people don't realize that it just takes minor dedication to get these certificate programs in order to get trained in these skills and be qualified for these jobs that make in the higher ranges from $60,000 to $90,000, which really makes an impact on our local economy. right now, our economy is primarily driven by hospitality regions and restaurants and hotels. So when COVID happened, that really put a pause on that industry. So our effort is to diversify the economy by providing training for these higher skilled jobs that can allow students that are graduating from the local university and Marines that are transitioning out of the military with these opportunities for new skills and trades that they wouldn't have otherwise had and would have had to relocate out of our town to have pursued.
That's so interesting. I never would have thought about the fact that cybersecurity would be like in demand, but that's really cool that you guys help provide that. And I love that you mentioned that you start all the way like down in middle school, like helping kind of cultivate that, and then all the way up to like your university students and beyond.
Yeah, our goal is to really engage the younger generation with interest in cybersecurity. You know, when they first hear the word cybersecurity, it seems so big. Like, what is that exactly? So what we hope to do is scale it back down for them a little bit, provide them with kind of a gamification labs as an introduction to it. So our program right now is focusing on these microbit computer chips that are programmable to do all kinds of activities. So they will learn everything from how to initially just create shapes, squares, circles, to creating and developing the Pong game to play on it, because it has a couple of little buttons where they can play Pong, all the way to sending encrypted messages to each other through them. And they're just little keychain-sized computer chips that have a LED screen so that they can see just little things. So just something as little as that will eventually introduce them to cybersecurity methodology. We call it pre-coding concepts. So they're not necessarily learning CSS, HTML, or JavaScript, but they're getting the concept of what it's like to almost learn a programming language.
That's awesome. I love that. And when you're describing the little thing, I was like, oh my gosh, it sounds like a way cooler Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Like, remember those like little things from the 90s? They're kind of making a comeback, but like that's a way cooler version.
Exactly. Imagine you could picture now kids walking down the hallway and exchanging cryptic messages instead of text. At least they would have had to put the work in to learn how to code it before they send it. So it's less immediately gratifying than just being absorbed into the phone space, but more gratifying on the level that you did the work to produce something that's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you have any community partners that have helped support these efforts? It sounds like you work a lot with like the university and different things like that, but.
Absolutely. Well, the great thing about Beaufort is we have more of a not compete, but help each other out mentality around here. So the whole community has come together and, you know, we're a coastal town. So we like to say a lot that the rising tide lifts all boats. So our partners span across the local universities, like I said, University of South Carolina, Technical College of the Lowcountry, to the Beaufort County Economic Development Corporation, which they work all of Beaufort County. Beaufort City is only one town that spans Beaufort County, but we are hoping to help diversify the talent portal across the full county. So John O'Toole has been a very great help with that and a great partner for us, as well as the local mayor, Stephen Murray. He's been our advocate since day one. He's been on our board of directors, of course, the Chamber of Commerce here, and then the local CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, has been a great help as well.
That's awesome. We love to hear it. As we were talking about community engagement, I know that the Shrimp Festival just happened and you guys wrapped up the 2021 Run Forest Run 5K fundraiser. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and how that went?
Yes. Oh my goodness. That was one of the most fun events that we've had a hand in putting on. The city of Beaufort graciously allowed us to be the nonprofit that organized the race this year. So every year, a different nonprofit kind of takes a turn organizing the race, and they allow us to keep the proceeds to benefit our nonprofit organization. So this year we had a record-breaking number of participants, which we didn't expect. We had about 647 participants.
Wow.
And they ran the same bridge that Forrest Gump runs in the movie as he's being interviewed by the reporters on his cross-country run. So they got to kind of experience being Forrest for a moment. And at the end, they got to take their pictures with a Forrest Gump impersonator we lovingly call Faux Wrist Scump. So he was out there, he was dancing with his umbrella and his box of chocolates and just having a great time with all the participants. So we hope we'll get the opportunity to do it again another year. But if not, we just had a really great time this year planning it and organizing.
Oh, that's awesome. And congrats on that record-breaking registration. That's amazing.
Thank you. We were really shocked. We were expecting lower numbers than the pre-COVID turnout, which was around in the high 300s. So a lot of our registrations came within the last week, and we were just blown away by the numbers and the outreach of this community. I think they were, the runners had been so desperate to get back into the routine of running their 5Ks that they had done for so long. And they were just biting at the bit to get out there and race. So we had our fastest runner placed within a 17 minute and some odd second time. And it was just a great time full of community support.
Awesome. So moving forward, what other plans do you have for community engagement and programs?
We are working with Techstars Startup Weekend to bring a competition down to Beaufort, which would allow entrepreneurs to, over the course of a weekend, partner together into groups and create a startup just over the course of a weekend. So it's kind of a competition event, and we're still determining logistics for what the grand prize winner will win, but I think it may have something to do with some free office space or some sort of certificate for free training. We'll figure that out closer to time, but we're in the planning phase now for that. So that's something to look forward to probably later into 2022.
That's really cool, though. That's awesome. I think that people will be really excited. And I love that you guys just help stimulate the creativity of people and really encourage these entrepreneurs. Because, you know, being an entrepreneur is kind of a hard job, but it's really cool to see what people come up with and finding needs that people didn't realize they had.
It is. Previously, we partnered with the College of Charleston. They have a program down there called Impact X, where the students do the same kind of competition strategy where they partner together a hacker, a creative, and more of a business type of student all together in a group together to create their startup ideas. So our board chair, Matt D'Angelo, several years in a row went down to watch their competitions and awarded the winning team with access to an office space to live, work, and play in Beaufort for the whole summer.
Wow.
So 2 years in a row, we did that and had these college groups come down from, or not down, but over from Charleston to kind of get a taste of Beaufort and see what it was like to truly work in an incubator, partnering them with the mentorship and the support. So it was a very fun and engaging opportunity for the college students to experience and for us to get entrepreneurs over to our side of the river, as we like to say, to see what it's like to experience life in Beaufort.
Awesome. Speaking of the future, what impact are you hoping to have on the future of Beaufort and its kind of tech corridor and future generations?
I'm really hoping to engage and excite kids, starting at a very young age, that there are opportunities here in their hometown. You know, a lot will venture out at some point, but if they know the opportunities exist here, they may not have to move away to a big city in order to find what they're looking for. You know, we are a southern town, but we're by no means low tech or without opportunity. So the main thing is to help them realize they can not only create something for themselves in terms of their future and startup organizations, but create their own legacies to leave behind.
That's awesome. I love that. I think you've shared some really awesome, cool things with us today. And I'm, like I said earlier, excited to see where you guys go and what future opportunities you bring to Beaufort. It's going to be amazing to see.
Thank you.
Awesome. And thank you so much for joining us today, Jess.
Thank you so much for having me today. I enjoyed being on the podcast and looking forward to hearing more about Intercoastal Podcast in the future.
Awesome. We love it. And then I just have one last little question for you.
Shoot.
I didn't give you any prep time, but if you can think of anyone you think that'd be a good fit for our podcast or that you think people would love to hear from, we'd love to hear who you would suggest.
Absolutely. One of our latest members is named Jason Loia, L-O-I-A. He is a Silicon Valley, California tech entrepreneur who recently moved to the area and looked us up. And he actually came from Digital Chocolate, which is the name of a company that broke off and created Angry Birds and Clash of Clans, different developers that worked for them.
Fun.
So he is going to be working with Andrew Branning on a company called Dolphin Ventures, which is going to provide venture type competition specifically for mobile game design. So
wow.
People will have the opportunity to work with these creatives that worked so closely on these big name mobile games and learn how to design mobile games right here in Beaufort.
That's really cool. That's awesome. I'll have to look him up. And always fun to find out who has made their way to Beaufort, because I feel like everyone I talk to, well, not everyone, but half the people I've talked to on this podcast, you know, were like, oh, I came from Philadelphia or this and I ended up here. And I think it just goes to show that you guys have a beautiful melting pot of a community that's just so welcoming and fosters, you know, great relationships that builds everyone up.
Well, thank you very much. We are happy to have that endorsement for our city and our community. And we hope to continue to expand and diversify as time goes on.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jess. And now we're going to have Daquan join us, and he's just going to go over some of the cool things happening in Beaufort.
Hey guys, Daquan Mickens here of the Visit Beaufort Convention Visitors Bureau. Just wanted to give you some updates on the events happening in the Beaufort area. So just to recap, we just finished wrapping up the Beaufort Shrimp Festival, and what an amazing time it was and that we had in downtown Beaufort. If you weren't able to be a part of this, definitely look forward to coming the next year, as next year it will be even bigger and better. As we transition into the fall, the weather's slowly beginning to change here, and we're enjoying the fall cooler weather, a lot less humidity down here. So we're definitely looking into getting outside more. One of the ways to get outside is the Swing Bridge Run on October 16th. That's a great 5K. You will be able to run over some of the famous bridges in Beaufort, and it's a great way to get outside. Also going on in Beaufort, Jim Witter and his incredible band will be performing at the USCB Auditorium, and that is also on October 16th. As fall continues, we look closer to Halloween, and one of the best ways to celebrate fall is getting out and enjoying the pumpkins. Carteret Street United Methodist Church offers pumpkins and pitchers along with scarecrows and inflatable every day throughout the week here in Beaufort. So it's a great way to get out, get some pumpkins, and get the kids something to do.
Love it. Those are all so fun.
And if you are listening back to this episode and the event has passed, no worries. This is a great time to get ahead and plan for your trip to Beaufort during next year's event around the same time.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing those, Daquan. And October is the perfect time to visit Beaufort.
Yes. And I'll be back later this month to give another segment of what's to come.
Awesome. We look forward to it. Well, everyone, hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll talk to you all next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.